We're in Psalm 19 today, and I'm going to read from verse 8, which is kind of reaching over to tomorrow, but that's okay. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. And after I read it, I thought, okay, yeah, I read it in King James hundreds of times. So let's go and read it from the Passion Bible. His teachings make us joyful and radiant his light. His precepts are so pure. His commands, how they challenge us to keep close to his heart.
That's true.
How else can we keep his commands? We can't on our own. We're frail and we fail all the time. Then that puts us into a spiral of shame and condemnation, right? And it doesn't work. It just gets harder and harder and more impossible all the time. So we need to let his teachings make us joyful, and we need to let his commands make us run right to his side and keep close to his heart so we can keep them through his strength and his power. The revelation light of his word makes my spirit shine radiant.
Amen.
And when my spirit shine and radiant, what happens to my face? Amen. There's a smile on my face. And I radiate Jesus and his love and his light because I'm no longer under shame and condemnation, but I'm rejoicing and thankful and blessing him that his righteousness has been imputed to me. What does imputed mean? That means I got it.
That's right.
I receive it and I've got it, and therefore I shine just like he does. Let's stand and let's say this from the Passion Translation together. Isn't that neat to have different translations?
Yes.
So if we don't get it, or we just have to read a verse, you say, yeah, I've read that before, but it doesn't penetrate, then we can go to a different translation, and all of a sudden the joy bells start ringing, and we get it. His teachings make us joyful and radiate his light. His precepts are so pure. His commands, how they challenge us to keep close to his heart. The revelation light of his word makes my spirit shine radiant.